Welcome to Hit Subscribe, a podcast by Recharge created to educate, inspire, and connect the subscription e-commerce space. We recently hosted ChargeX 2022, Recharge's annual user conference focused on the future of e-commerce, where we were able to sit down with merchants, partners, and industry veterans live on site to hear their biggest learnings of 2022 and how they are strategizing for growth into the future. I'm your host, Chase Alderton, so let's get into it.
John, thank you for joining.
Thanks for having me, man.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and about BattleBox Carnivore Club.
Sure. John Roman, co-founder, CEO of BattleBox and Carnivore Club. We launched in February 2015. Made the mistake of launching on Cratejoy initially, but we finally came to our senses and we migrated a few years ago over to Shopify and Recharge.
BattleBox is one of our longest standing merchants at Recharge, so we're super pumped to have them and have a great relationship.
Are we really? I didn't know that.
One of the longer ones, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Recharge started in 2014. We started to grow and scale in the 16s and 17s, and by the time you guys migrated, you were one of the earliest and longest standing.
Yeah, because we were one of the first subscription boxes.
Yeah.
Because it was subscribe and save, really, for the most part before then.
Absolutely. Yeah. That was just becoming popular, so you were definitely one of the earlier ones. You get the title.
Right.
Early title. So today we're going to chat through actually kind of that whole idea about being longstanding partners and being with one platform for so long. So I know that you write fairly frequently, and one of your recent posts that you wrote about is about this idea of a vendor versus a partner. And I think that's super important when you talk through platforms and when you talk about integrations and all this kind of thing. So I'll start there and I'll let you kind of kick off the conversation.
Sure. So it's as simple as that, right? Like, a vendor is not necessarily a partner.
Right.
And there's so many little variables besides just the tech solution that matter, right? So Paul Hughes, he's our account manager at Recharge, and Paul's amazing, right? And the calls we have with Paul, so we have a couple calls every month. We have a pre-renewal call, a post-renewal call, and then I think every other month we have a pure just strategy call. But on all the calls, we're talking strategy, right?
Right.
We're talking about what's working, what's not working. It's behavior like a partner, right? Like someone that actually friggin' cares, right?
Yeah, we're and in the future.
But that's how it should be, right? Like, your success is our success, and our success is your success.
Totally.
If you have a new tech solution that can impact revenue where it goes up, that means we make more money, but you guys make more money too, right? So, like, there's no reason to not be a partner and be aligned, but you see so many companies that just don't do that, or it was a core part of their business initially and got into that initial success, and then somehow through scale and growing, they lose that piece. And so we were talking about, before we were recording right now, Klaviyo and MailChimp, and we started with MailChimp, went to Klaviyo, went back to MailChimp, and now we're going back again. And MailChimp, you know, anybody listening before you, like, how is this guy on MailChimp? Like, it's fully custom built.
Right.
We have an integration with Recharge that Prela built. Like, it has all the segmenting we could ever want. So it's
years in the making. This has been a long...
Yeah, like, so it runs very well. Like, it's not like MailChimp, like most people would have. So it meets our needs, and they're a really example of a vendor, right? Like, nothing against them. That's their model, right? It's very self-serve, figure it out. We were with them, you know, off and on now for 6-7 years, and we've had 2 phone calls with them.
In 7 years.
And those phone calls, really nice lady. It was the same lady both times, but, like, there was no value. She had done 0 research to even understand, like, we were a subscription or anything like that. Didn't ask any questions on, like, anything of importance.
Strategy.
No, there was zero strategy.
Okay.
And then, you know, you have the full pendulum swing the other way. Like, Paul, the calls we're talking about, right? Like, so Paul's in a cool spot because he came from BVA, right? So he gets the agency side, too. So we can have these high-level strategic discussions where we're talking about our ad agency, we're talking about our affiliate agency, we're talking about all that, and he gets it, and he cares, and we're trying to come up with, you know, how do we get subscriber count out up, right?
Right.
And it's those cool conversations. So at a surface level, that's the easiest way to separate a vendor from a partner, right? Are you having those strategic calls? Are you aligned? But then there's other parts that have value, right? So like Chase, you and I, right? Like we saw each other in Shop Talk. Yep. We obviously saw each other here. Other members of the team, right? Hardtag, Anna. Like these are relationships where you're not directly in the day-to-day of our business, right? But as a partner, we've fostered relationships in different departments, right? Yeah. And that kind of, that's the exception, not the rule. That doesn't happen very often, right?
And that's what I was going to go to, is like how important is just the peer relationship?
I think it's very important, right? At the end of the day, no vendor or partner is perfect. Mistakes happen on both sides, on the merchant side, on the recharge side. Stuff's going to go wrong.
Sure.
It's the nature of tech. And having those relationships, everyone's on the same page. Everybody wants to get it resolved, right? I think it's very important. And it's something that's often overlooked, but it's such an easy and beneficial to both side behavior. I ripped another vendor in that piece, which we won't go into too much detail, but like it's another example. So you guys have scaled, right? From when we first came to you guys and you had a couple dozen team members to multiple hundred now, but you kept that core competency and belief and part of y'all's like mantra as a business to be that partner. But then you see these companies that are scaling at a rapid pace too, where it just gets lost in the mix and it becomes less important. And then when you don't have that, you're just a vendor, you're so easily replaceable, right? Like there's no stickiness.
Exactly. Purely being used for the product.
Yeah.
If you figure out, hey, there's an issue here, what's next?
Right.
It's very easy to just drop them, pick up a new vendor.
Yeah.
Most businesses have competitors at this point.
Everybody has a competitor, yeah. Right? You have a competitor. I have a competitor. We all have competitors. And if you can't separate yourself and have that, just like when I spoke yesterday on stage, we were talking about community and building community as a D2C brand, but as a B2B brand, it's the same thing, right? You're yep. building that community. And when you have that community, like the stickiness, the retention, like it's not even in our thought process to even, we're not looking at another option, right? Like Recharge is our partner, they care. It's just interesting to see, especially at an event like this where there are a bunch of tech vendors, seeing them and being like, okay, they're just a vendor. Like, they don't care.
We definitely appreciate the kind words. I know you've been at Recharge a long time. I'm not paying you or forcing you to say this. Let's get that on the record.
That is confirmed.
So let's maybe dig into a little bit of like how you become a partner and how you kind of avoid just being a vendor. What are the things that you think some of these vendors are just missing? Is it just relationships? Is it like a really quality product? Is it all the above? How do you build that sustainable relationship?
So we have some vendors where it's a really quality product, right? Like yeah. It's a good product and there's some stickiness when a product's just good. But, if there's a apples to apples product that's very similar and they're saving money, it doesn't matter if it's just the product, right? So how do you build it? I think it starts, and just to clarify, like, I think it's only vendor partners where the merchant is spending probably, it's a dollar amount yep. where you would expect that. You could argue it's $500 a month, it's probably $1,000 a month or over, where, like, you want a partner where you expect it to be a partnership.
Any sort of measurable revenue, I think. It depends on size of the business.
Obviously. Right, it's relative.
It could be a higher number than
yeah.
the other smaller brands.
But. Exactly, but, like, having some sort of regularity and cadence with communication, right? Proactive versus reactive. I think we already mentioned MailChimp, so I'll say it again. It's a very reactive. Both times we had phone calls with them is because like we needed help with something.
Something
was broken and we needed to figure it out. While the flip side, I'll churn buster, Wonderkin, I'll talk about some other partners we have instead of just talking about how great you guys are, but there's other partners, right? Churnbuster is a good example of it. They're having a regular cadence of communication with us, right? Even if it's not scheduled, like it might be scheduled on their end where there's a touch point, they're saying something. listening to your customers, right? Coming with new products. You know, I'll go back to you guys again with this closed beta of the predictive churn tool.
Right.
Like, it's such a cool product, and you guys are wanting to listen to the customers and get feedback so you can make tweaks to it. So when you roll it out to everybody, it's a great product. That's what a partnership does, right?
Right.
So I think it's product roadmap. It is relationship. It's regular cadence of calls. I think a good test is when something does go wrong, because something will go wrong with every relationship. How fast is it resolved? And not only that, but like, how quickly are people on it? And I think that's where a partnership excels, right? Something happens that's unavoidable and breaks. How quickly is the team coming together and figuring it out?
And I might even add, how many steps or are there steps being taken to avoid that happening again?
Correct.
Going back to your proactive approach.
Right.
It'll break and you have to be reactive.
Right.
Points. But how proactive are you going to be to make sure that doesn't happen again?
Exactly.
Very cool. Parting advice. I think I have an idea of where you're going to go with this, but is there an exercise you would recommend on looking back at your vendors and trying to figure out which are vendors, which are partners, which have great relationships, which don't?
I think if you're listening to this and you're wondering like what category are they in, your vendors, you already know.
They're a vendor.
You know, right? If you don't know, they're a vendor. Because partnerships are real, partnerships are special, and you know when you have one.
Absolutely.
100%.
We're happy to be partners with you. I appreciate your time. Thanks, John.
Cool, man. Thanks.
We'd like to thank John once again for joining us. If you're interested in BattleBox, you can head over to battlebox.com. If you're looking for more of our episodes, check us out at rechargepayments.com/hit subscribe. And to get the latest episodes, remember to hit subscribe on whatever platform you're listening from.